United and Continental Airlines are the big story this morning. Say they have a $3 billion deal to form the world's largest airline. The new airline would jump past Delta Airlines in size, but first it will need approval from shareholders and antitrust regulators. Joining us live now to talk more about this is merger and acquisition attorney Jeffrey Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins, this sounds like an immensely difficult kind of deal to put together given the size of the companies. And you have to wonder about whether the government will go along with it in the antitrust sense. What do you think?
I think you talk about the size of the deal. I'm sure it was a large deal and hard to put together, but I think the work's just started for them, because I do think that the hard work's going to come in the next couple of quarters while they try to get through working with their own internal constituencies, with pilots and other airline groups, and still trying to also work through the government. I think it's likely that the antitrust regulators are probably going to require some concessions in some locations from them. I think they'll probably have a very good argument to say that, you know, Delta was allowed to merge with Northwest and make a larger airline, so to remain competitive, they need to do a merger. But I do think that the antitrust authorities probably will have some say in this, and it's likely that they'll require some concessions. Maybe some routes will have to be given up in certain locations. And obviously, I also think that Continental will make their own case. Continental United will make their own case that the larger air carriers like Southwest will probably come in to fill in some of the space in those locations.
Well, shareholders are still going to have to sign off on this as well, Jeffrey. What are the chances that are as to how long this may take?
They're scheduled to complete the merger in the fourth quarter this year. I think getting the shareholder approval by the fourth quarter probably will be something pretty easy for them to do. I think the shareholders of both companies have probably been looking for something to happen in this manner for quite some time. I think it's more the constituencies that'll be more difficult for them will be the employees, because there's undoubted it's not likely that there won't be at least some cutback in the costs of running the companies, and that'll include maybe some employees in certain locations and the antitrust regulators. But I think the shareholders will probably approve this without much difficulty.
Thanks for talking with us, merger and acquisitions attorney Jeffrey Hopkins. We want to hear from you now. How significantly do you believe this merger will affect Houston? Greatly, somewhat, or not at all? You can answer our question of the day at KTRH.com.